You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
You probably remember studying about the Industrial Revolution back in school. That time a couple of centuries ago when America and Europe shifted from rural farming societies to urban industrial societies. Well, did you know we're already in the era of the fourth industrial revolution, Industry 4.0? What is it and what's at stake for Michigan? Our latest contributor to The Next Idea is a leader in the effort to bring Michigan businesses into this new era of making things. Tom Kelly is the COO of Automation Alley, Michigan's leading technology business association. He'll become its executive director August 27th. Tom, so good to have you with us on The Next Idea.
Well, thank you, Cindy. Happy to be here.
Your essay digs right into about how critical it is to get Michigan businesses on board with this new industrial revolution, Industry 4.0. What is it? What does that mean?
Well, Industry 4.0 means the fourth industrial revolution. The first back in the 1800s was steam. The second was in the 20s and 30s with electricity and Henry Ford in the assembly line. The third was, if you remember back in the 80s, the advent of computers and robots and factory automation. And the fourth one is just beginning, and it's really the most critical. It is the marriage of the digital with the physical. If you think about virtual reality and what's happening on the consumer side, industry is going to go through this inflection just as much as the consumer side, if not 10 times more so. Industry 4.0 is about the digital meeting the physical, and it's going to transform everything everywhere.
And is it already happening?
It's already happening, absolutely. The thing we need to be concerned about is not only is it already happening, but Industry 4.0 is a collection of technologies. So think autonomous robots, simulation, big data, 3D printing, cybersecurity, the cloud, the industrial Internet of Things. These are all technologies that any one of them in their own right would be very disruptive to a business. Imagine all of them coming at once, and you're a small or medium or large manufacturer, and you have to figure out, what does all this technology that's washing over me mean for my business and how I'm going to go to market? It's incredible, incredible change and disruption.
So this is not the time to say, well, we've always done it like this and it has worked well.
Absolutely not. Do that at your own peril, because the change is coming so rapidly. You really have to embrace change and say, this is going to be the world we live in. Everything is going virtual. Everything is going digital. Computers are here to stay. Robots are coming. Autonomous vehicles are coming. All the things we read about. And it's going to make our lives better, but by the same token, it's going to change a lot of how we go to market. From our perspective, our job is to help industry, and not just the big guys. You know, the big guys in Industry 4.0 are going to be fine. They have lots of brains, they have lots of capital, and they can make a lot of mistakes. Because when they're wrong, they just go buy somebody who's right, and they bring them into the organization. If you're small or medium, you don't have the luxury of having a lot of R&D or making a lot of mistakes. You have to rely on people like Automation Alley to, as a collective, investigate a lot of different avenues and come up with the right solutions for small and medium companies. And that's what we do.
So that's why Automation Alley is such a good resource, I'm hearing you say, to these small and medium-sized businesses.
That's right. We're a good resource because we're a collection of very smart, small, medium, and large manufacturers and technology companies that are all trying to solve these problems. So we pull together groups that are focused on autonomous robots. We have another group focused on cybersecurity. We'll have a group focused on 3D printing. And you bring all these people together, and you're able to cross-share this information to say, what is the path forward for all of these disruptive technologies at once? And that's what we do and why it's so helpful to these smalls.
Tom Kelly, you have launched startups before, and I'm wondering, what do you think will be more challenging in this changeover to Industry 4.0, retrofitting the older businesses or launching new ones that have to embrace this technology before they even start making anything?
You know, having done startups, as you said, Cindy, it is difficult. I don't want to minimize how difficult it is to start a business. I think it's going to be even more challenging for the businesses that are existing today. And the reason for that is you have to, in some ways, abandon what you've always known has worked. And to take that leap of faith to begin the change to a digital world. And it's new for everybody. Everybody in business, in industry, in commerce, digital is new. And so we're navigating all these new paths to market. Think of on the consumer side. You know, Amazon didn't have to worry about all these brick-and-mortar stations all over the country, buildings. What Amazon is able to do is disrupt the market completely because they're a startup and they didn't have to deal with old business models. If you look at a Walmart, they're trying to catch up and they're saying, look, I need to marry the digital with the physical. Now, ultimately, that's going to be a very successful model, but you have to go through a lot of pain to get there. If you bring it over to the industrial side, think of all the pain that we have to get through to understand how the digital and the physical will play together. And that's exactly what Industry 4.0 is.
Besides changes in technology that surround manufacturing that'll be part of Industry 4.0, you also believe there needs to be a change in the way manufacturing jobs are perceived. What are those changes? Why do they matter?
Well, the change is profound. If I gave you job descriptions where I said database management, cybersecurity, software, and programming, you would think, oh, you're talking about the IT industry. But according to Boston Consulting Group, those are the top three jobs that will be required for a manufacturer in just a short 5 or 6 years from now. It's profound when you think, I'm a manufacturer and the top three jobs that I'm going to create are going to be all around the IT industry because it's the digital meeting the physical. And I found that just overwhelmingly difficult to comprehend that everybody is going to be a technology company, including manufacturers.
Which, as you point out in your essay, sets out the challenge for schools, colleges, universities in our state, doesn't it?
It really does. And we're going to have to learn faster. I think it's important to recognize that schools, educational institutions, the knowledge transfer has to be more along the lines of you have a skill set and you need to know this certification to go do that specific job as opposed to being a generalist. You're going to be much more focused on certifications. And if you think about it, it makes sense. It's the way the IT industry has gone in a lot of ways. You know, you're an expert in SAP or you're an expert in Cisco systems or you're an expert in Microsoft and those programming languages, you become experts in different ones. And that's who the IT industry seeks out. And you're going to see that in manufacturing where it becomes very important to have specific skill sets. And we need to be ready for that.
Something in your essay for the next idea, a phrase jumped out at me, Tom. You write, if there's going to be a manufacturing industry in Michigan in the years to come, which leads me to ask, what is at stake here for Michigan and its businesses of all sizes?
We need to understand that Michigan makes things, that Michigan is industry. It's how our skill set has developed over the hundreds of years that we've been a state. We are the state that makes stuff, and we need to embrace our heritage, our backstory, if you will. We're not going to have the ability to become the best textile group in the country. You know, we're focused on making things, and it's not just about autos. What we need to understand is we have a wonderful opportunity in Michigan to redefine ourselves around what we've already are good at, which is making things. So we make cars. But all of the plants that are making cars and all the tier 2, 3, 4, and 5 suppliers that are making parts for cars, you're going to find that all of those parts are going to become digitized. They're all going to have sensors on them. We're all going to be participating in this digital world, and that's going to turn them all into technology companies. And not only that, it's going to turn them into companies that will be able to make a lot of everything. So we have this great opportunity in Michigan to own Industry 4.0 and to become a major player in the world around Industry 4.0. But we need to recognize that that exists within us and that it's our birthright to own that.
Tom Kelly is the COO of Automation Alley. His essay on the fourth industrial revolution, Industry 4.0, can be found on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And as always, we welcome your comments. Tom, thank you so much for being a part of the Next Idea.
Thank you, Cindy. I really enjoyed the time.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.